This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado added 12,000 COVID cases yesterday, not including those from most home rapid tests. The state has averaged more than 10,000 cases a day for more than a week. Dr. John Douglas of the Tri-County Health Department in suburban Denver.
It's certainly been a challenge. The speed with which it's gone up, I think, has shocked all of us.
Hospitalizations of confirmed COVID patients rose to 1,623, and more than half of hospitals anticipate a staffing shortage in the next week. A grand jury will consider criminal charges against the Mesa County clerk for tampering with election equipment and official misconduct. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
It's now been about 6 months since news first broke of a security breach of Mesa County's election equipment. Republican clerk Tina Peters allowed an unauthorized person to access the voting machines and attend a secure update of the software. She has said she had the legal authority to do that. Mesa County's district attorney and Colorado's attorney general said on Thursday that the grand jury accepted the case and the investigation will be secret to make sure the process is fair. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
King Soopers and the Grocery Workers Union are negotiating today over pay, benefits, and security inside stores. The strike is affecting 78 stores around Metro Denver. It is snowing in Metro Denver, temperature at 32 degrees. This is CPR News.